Okay, year two at Michael Faraday School, and we've been doing some learning and some history research about a couple of very famous people, one in particular, which then led to more work about another famous lady. And I've got two experts from year two. So you are experts, you're smiling, you're experts. Madam, your name?
Neymar.
And with Neymar we have?
David.
Wonderful, in a fantastic, loud voice, which we like. Now, Neymar, so first of all, we've been learning about a very famous nurse. Who was the first lady we've been learning about?
Florence Nightingale.
And we've done some research in the classroom. Can you think, Neymar, can you please tell people listening some facts, some information, all about her life?
So her parents didn't want her to be a nurse. And she born in Italy.
And also, Gaby, please do help out if need be. So she was born in Italy, and then what happened?
She was grown up in England.
Okay.
She born in 1820, and she died in 1910.
And David, did she want to be a nurse?
Yes.
And did her parents want her to be a nurse?
No.
So what happened? How did she manage to become a nurse and help people?
She worked as she was training as a nurse, and then she gone to go to work as a nurse.
David?
She went to King College Hospital because that was nursing schools.
Okay, and then when there's maybe some not very happy times and people were fighting and there were wars happening, how did Florence help out then?
She travelled and they take them by these wooden things and they roll them down.
Okay, and anything else to add about Florence Nightingale, David?
Okay.
So, when she was helping people, is that how she became famous? Because she had such a nice personality and she was very kind and gentle and she thought of new ways of helping people?
Yeah, she was giving some of the...
Was it the soldiers?
Yeah, the soldiers, some food.
Yeah, okay, so what we did in year two, we did some research in the classroom and had lots of interest about Florence Nightingale, and then the pupils went on a very, very special trip. And so, Neymar, where was this to? It was to the National...
To the National Portrait Gallery.
Which is fairly nearby, Trafalgar Square. And whilst you were there, we went to see one particular picture. What was that picture of?
Florence Nightingale.
And can you describe it? So, people listening, it's a very hard thing to do. Can you describe what did the picture look like? Was it a big picture, a small picture? What could you see in it?
It looked like that she was holding a towel and the people was looking at them.
So she was helping maybe some soldiers with a towel. And whilst you were there, you also saw a picture of another famous nurse. What was her name?
Mary Siegel.
Mary Siegel, yes. So that then got our interest, David. Back in the classroom, we thought, oh, Mary Siegel, let's try and research her and find out a bit more about her life. And also, this fits in really, really well with Black History Month, which we're also starting to think about. So, David, I know you are the Mary Siegel expert. What do we know about her, please?
Okay,
Was she a black lady?
Yeah, she was a black lady and she wanted to travel on a boat all the way to London because she was desperate to help Florence Nightingale. Then her mum didn't let her go there because she said Florence Nightingale had enough nurses.
And Neymar, yes, you got your hand up.
She's clever making medicine by herself because her mum learned and she writes the book about her life.
Okay, and David?
She married Edward Seacole and he died died.
We're not sure when, but hopefully they had a very, very happy life together, yes?
And he died in 1815 or something.
A name and maybe a final thought on Mary Seacole?
Mary Seacole was brave, so she gone into battlefield to get the people that was killed. So then they put them in the...
In hospitals or on stretchers, perhaps?
In the hotel.
In a hotel, okay. Finally, David, yes. You've got your...
So, Mary Seacole, she was riding on a horse and she went to see the soldiers, and there was big cannons they were shooting out from the Russian soldiers. Mary Seacole, she was running, she was riding on her horse, then she nearly got shot by a cannon.
So she sounds like brave. a very, very brave lady. So she was doing something, she was something very, very special. She was helping some soldiers that wanted some help, and she was very brave in doing it. So maybe we should end there, but that's been wonderful. So it's really interesting how in year two you started off your work looking at Florence Nightingale, and you went to see her picture, and then you saw a picture of Mary Seacole, and then back in the classroom you've carried on your research and you can compare how their lives were pretty much doing the same thing, so working to help other people and making them feel better. Right, we'll end there. So Naima and David, you've been really, really useful. Thank you for your time. Bye-bye.
Bye.